This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So oftentimes you come across a narration where the Prophet, peace be upon him, walks by someone or walks by the house of someone or sees someone in the masjid and overhears a supplication, overhears a dua, and actually approves of that supplication or expresses awe at that supplication. So imagine the scene, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, walking the streets of Medina and then walking through the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and then they come across Abdullah bin Mas'ud standing up at night, immersed in his prayer, calling upon Allah with the most beautiful of recitation. And of course, the recitation of the Prophet, the recitation of Abdullah bin Mas'ud was so beloved to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he asked Ibn Mas'ud to recite to him. So you see these three men coming across this particular man, calling upon Allah, crying, immersed in his recitation, and then he starts to make his dua, he starts to make his supplication, and as he is making his supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he stops and he listens to his words, says, sal tu'ta, go ahead and ask and you will be given, ask and you will be given. You know, Abu Bakr and Umar wished that they could have had that blessing at that moment. You imagine you're in your dua and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says out loud, Sal tu'ta, ask and you will be given, ask and you will be given. So he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la jannatil khuld. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. Oh Allah, I ask you for faith that does not unravel. Wa na'iman la yanfad, and delight that never depletes. وَمُرَافَقَةَ نَبِيِّكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي أَعْلَى جَنَّةِ الْخُلْدِ, and the companionship of your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the highest eternal garden. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. And that dua was so precious to Ibn Mas'ud. He said, Wallahi, I have never prayed a single prayer, not an obligatory prayer or a voluntary prayer, except that I say that at the end of my salah. It encompasses everything. Faith that does not ravel. Imanan la yartad. Because nothing should be more beloved to you in this world than your faith. Wa na'iman la yanfad. And delight that never depletes. And what you look for more than anything else, when you ask Allah for Jannah, when you ask Allah for paradise, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, don't just ask him for paradise, ask him for the highest level. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the companionship of your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the highest eternal garden. So I don't just want to be in Jannah. I don't even just want to be in the highest level of Jannah. I want to have the companionship of your Prophet, peace be upon him. This was the most precious ask of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the request of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, beyond every other request. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to them, what is it that you want? What is it that you desire? And all they wanted was to have his companionship in the highest level of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la jannatil khuld. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for faith that does not ravel, for his delight, or for delight that never depletes, and for the companionship of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the eternal, the highest eternal garden. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you all next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.